back into the issue. But we want to try this time, since time is very, very short, and we have a lot of program left. We really would like to try to finish this issue within 4 or 5 of the signs. Let's go on to the second part of the Mishnah. Last week, if the point was clear, so we explained that the beginning of the Mishnah is telling us the starting point for the Jewish guide. The starting point involves Rosh Hashanah and Kriya Shema, and the extreme zehirus that's necessary when you're dealing with the starting point. We explained that if a person has his starting point clear, a person has, he starts on the right footing, then the whole path is if we go directly to what we said, then the serious of many of the Yitzhahoras, many of the serious Achayim that come our way, if a person has a starting point great, so the serious, instead of being serious, are difficulties. But the question is, so the aspect of the suffering is not there because it was preempted by the starting point. The second part of the Mishnah is explaining exactly what you would expect after the starting point. After you have the starting point of the line, you need the extension of the line. You need the path. So if we started off right. There are a few major points of anything, of any process that we're talking about, the beginning, the middle, the end. And that's what the mission is based on. The first part of the mission was telling us where the starting point of life is, the starting point of the day is, the starting point of the Derech HaChaim, of the Yid, also of the Shulayim, the Frat, in the Kibbutz of Yud. Yes?
I understand, gentlemen, the good thing changes the person. But what you're saying now, according to the...
What I want to point is that he had a real question, maybe I'm not going to do what's right. Maybe I'm not going to work on Shabbos just because I can't get a job.
Well,
if it's a possibility, then you'll work on Shabbos. If it's not a possibility, then you'll be able
to. The daily
mitzvahs, that's the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah that we have to deal with now is the daily mitzvahs, the difficulties of life. The major portion of the line, 3 points, you have the starting point, the end point, and the whole line in the middle. So last week we talked about the starting point. At some point in time, we hope to get to the end point. And tonight, we have to try to deal with a very extensive part of the process, which is the whole line, the whole process that will take us from the proper beginning point to a proper end point, which is basically the story of life. You can start on the right, but you have to know how to walk. You have to know how to go down the path of life. So the starting point is that it's there for Kirishma, and the rule, the guideline that Hashem is giving us to make sure that we stay on the Derech HaYashar, we don't go astray down the path, is V'kesheta Mespal Alta Stivolosho Kva El Tachmun Mifnei Amokam Baruch Hu. This part of the Mishnah we're going to have to understand on two levels. First of all, there's a level here which is of great importance, and therefore I don't want to skip it. There's a pshat of the din that the Shem is teaching us. In and of itself, taken out of everything that we said last week and we're going to say, this is a yesod gadol, which is the defining difference between real tefillah and some type of a religious process that people go through. This is the defining definition of real tefillah. It makes a difference between the men and the boys. There are people who daven, and there are people who are trying to finish daven. You get a check. When you get out of the minyan, you get a check. I'm up to daven. Now I can start my day. Another way of hearing the same thing, there's a very goyish idea that has made great inroads, and we have to try to do our best to uproot this idea. When does this day start? So everybody knows, let's take a person in a power bus situation, same thing as in any situation. Power bus situation, where do they start? If you ask any power bus, generally he'll tell you it's when he opens the door of his office. That's when the day starts. Before that is hagdamas. He has to get up, he has to wash, probably eat breakfast, he has to brush his teeth, and read his shoes, so he has another thing he's got to do. Before he gets the day started, there's another prerequisite that he can't get the day started until he gets a check that he's been through shachris. He's okay, he's been upgedavened. He's done. Once he's done, then he's ready to start the day. A person who sees tefillah as not part of life, but as a requirement. You want to start, the day starts, you go to work, what are you going to do? Same thing, it could be in yeshiva, a person, so his job is that he learns. Davening is a responsibility that you have to deal with. And always, he's a religious man, so he carries out his responsibilities. A person who feels it as a responsibility, not part of life, will see it as a, he'll see his life starts after breakfast or after that evening, and this is something that has to somehow be taken care of. And with such an attitude, there are two major changes. One is the simple understanding that the davening is not very different. The second thing is that if davening is not part of life, then life is defined differently. And the path through life, what life looks like, is going to be a whole different picture. So looking at everything a person does is going to have a totally different viewpoint. The Mishnah is telling us that davening is something that we do every day, and it is a responsibility. And it's a chiyuv that's, when a person comes to Sukkah once a year, every year, Sukkah, Matzah, Shofar, each person a few minutes ago, so that's, this is a special skan, and the person looks up something, learns, and gets involved in the union. He has a shear, and even without that, but this is a special occurrence, he applies himself to it, each one of the few. So the fact that davening is a daily basis, and it is a daily responsibility, there's a tremendous sakana, that the hagelim will overtake us. The mitzvah of Hashem Rumodo attacks davening more directly than any other mitzvah. And the resultant of that davening is that it's a religious process. It's a tekes, some type of a routine, religious service. And I guess Santa Claus Bochum Makapus Fakabaya, whatever that's worth, I guess the Bayashim will pay. I don't think it qualifies for tefillah at all. And the person thinks that he's a Yotzer, and he's probably not. And Ariel Lapian put it very nicely. He says a person who davens on automatic pilot is equivalent to the person that put tefillah on, very kosher tefillah, that's the best. Could put him on his foot. A little off. Tefillah is called Avodah Shebaleih. It becomes Avodah Shebefeh, Shebesidr, Shebeshokalim, Shebechesvos, Kha. So you put tefillah on your foot. It's not very good. So if you put the actual tefillah on your foot, everybody in Shul will turn around. And if you're down in Chasidim on Tefillah's Kha, there's greater chance they'll turn around if you daven a tefillah tachanun. Because unfortunately, depending on which base measure a person davens, but it's such an overcoming koyach, the kibah, it's difficult to come to. In numbers, there are very few people. We hope everybody sometimes, but very few people on a daily basis are able to retain this halacha. Al tas tefillos kvar. Now, how do you overcome it? They get you while you just got out of bed. You didn't get involved in learning, unless you didn't. Barely getting there. that together. And there's usually time factor there that kind of, I mean, day has to start, right? You gotta, there's scheduling. Everybody has a schedule. And you got to get this davening. So you get there, and you have a minyan. And generally, the minyanin, either the kavua or whatever it is, but it's a seder kavua, the person gets onto. And Rava said already, Rava, the mayor of Rava, says that we have to be thankful to our heads that when it comes Moedim, they bow down automatic. The only times the Mishmane say that we wake up and we find ourselves at the other end. Here we were starting to give a brachas ishanis, and we find ourselves in giving a brachas achrenis, and all the center section of Tefillah. We missed it, it missed us. Something, how do you get out of it? There's only one way to get out of it. There's no other way. Goyim says, Mishnah in several places, the Rebbe has to know that the goals of proper avodah, not only the goals of proper avodah have to be determined by Torah, but the drachma, how to get there. If you want to succeed, you have to learn from Torah. The person is going to come up with his own drachim, a borrow, foreign drachim, in order to attain Torah goals. It's not going to work in the end. In the beginning, it might look good because it's better than nothing, unless you go in the right direction. But the derech ha-chayim, the way how to get someplace, not sufficient to goals, not sufficient to point, but the path itself has to be obvious to you. And here the Rishimin is being megal us that the derech, there is only one derech. And if you're not on that derech, you can be 100% guaranteed, if you're signed and sealed it, that you are not going to be outside of the capability of the Yoskva. Even if you got a little service and you got a little involved, it's nice, I'm really impressed, but if you sign that, it's still the Yoskva. There's only one way out, and this is the Mishnah, even on the pshat of the Mishnah, the only way out, in Tefillah in particular, of getting out of Tzvi Kvar is to get into the second path. A person has to come to a relationship of Tachanunim, Lefnei Amokim. If it's not Tachanunim, and it's not Lefnei Amokim, then it's Kvar. There's no other way. That's facts. It's either this or that. That's the reverse. So we have to have some clarification on these tznuim, these drachim that the Shem is teaching us, what does it mean tachnunim, and what does it mean ifneya, mokum baruch. Also, we think we asked it in the beginning when we started the Mishnah, he brings him a posik, and the posik needs some clarification. Shenema, ki cholon berachum hu, erach apayin rav chesed, v'nichon alayro. And we asked, that posik is a posik in me. It was the beginning of Chayasa, from the beginning of Chayasa, but it's quite a ways down in Nevi'im, and it's certainly not Torah. You want to tell me that the Bereshim is a Rachum B'chanun? You want to say that you can be Tachanunim with Nei Mokim because the Bereshim is a Rachum B'chanun? You'd give me this, it's Pesuk in the Chumash. Ke'alech ha'payin ha'chesed. What do you find in this pasuk? He chonun v'rachum hu says in chumash. Yav v'rachum v'chadun hu. Erech ha'payim says in chumash. Rav chesed says in chumash. So what do you find in this pasuk? The only chiddush in this pasuk, words, is the last. So we have to find in these last three words to say that the chanun v'rachum v'rachapayim v'rachesed that we had in Chumash, we didn't yet get the point. It says all right in Chumash, but the Novi comes to explain, can we farish what it says in the Torah. When you just read chanun v'rachum, that's not sufficient yet to be tachanun v'rachum v'rachum. When you heard, you know what it means chanun v'rachum v'rachapayim v'rachesed? You know what it means? You give us midas v'rachum v'rachum v'rachum. Oh, that's different. So what's different? What is it? What? No. What? Not in the pasuk of the Yigivim Yidis. In the explaining that the tefisa of the Chanun Ve'achon, right? What's the punchline? That you give mivus, that's not the punchline. There are other punchlines. There's other yisoides of the mivus of rachamim that are not negeya for this particular nekuda. In general, the Navi is bringing out a particular aspect, and Rav Shimon is being megalas in Teresh Baal Peh, that that's the yisoid of the asog of the rachamim Hashem that you need if you want to come to tefillah. You want to come to tefillah al tachlulim of the Mekam Baruch Hu, then you need this pasuk. Until you got this pasuk, you're not with us. So let's try to get on the path, try to join the and see what it is that he's trying to tell us. Of course, the first level is pasuk also, and it's worthwhile to emphasize that Hagam, that I'm saying that the Derech Amiti, which is a requirement, Hashem is telling us something that needs an understanding for. If you don't get it, you're not going to get there. But I'll put it this way: Altaz Tfilos Chakvara, at least that you shouldn't make a shita out of it. You shouldn't make a idea, chaim. At least that you'll feel that there's something missing. So they're just pointing out, if a person realizes himself, that if he walks out of shul and he feels I'm okay, even though there wasn't any tachanun in the other name of him, even though he just went through the process and he said all the words more or less, and he thought about some of it, and he put the tefillin on his foot, pointed out is already a whole different world. When a person goes out of shul, and be'etzim he decides that he really has to start over, halachically he don't. It's a chiddush in halach. Be'etzim, a person wasn't mechaven properly the first shalosh brachos. But Allah says they don't. Why? Just won't do it the next time either. But I know, why didn't I know it again? Because I know the first time it wasn't yet. So okay, now I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to do it. Ilchanam. Especially coming from a defeatist attitude. I blew it. Yeah. I'm going to shred. Yeah, I feel this crap. Not with anything. Oh, I wish I were here. I'm going down the right. I have a chance. So Allah Khalam says, pass me shabu. Don't have any kid. But cracks a little bit. Instead of saying, Rosh Hashem asked me something. Right? Say that. Listen, I'm on my jig, I do what I can. Don't come to the bench and tell me, I take it, I got it for you, right? Now, I did for you, let's see what you're going to do for me. You realize that that's not really what the bench had in mind. You'll try again next day, you grow the realization that going through the process, that's religion. Well, not into that. That's very nice. And do it. If you don't do that, you're never there, you're never getting off. But they have a little chachs, still feeling really good about how the Benjamin was in position. You went through the service for him. So you realize that the whole thing was to be less correct. There's a shivering lady, which is Nichlal and Nefilas of Pain. Miyad Acharei, Tefillah. We have Nefilas of Pain. Okay, I don't want to go into it at any length right now, but part of the understanding of the feelings of pain is there's a shivering wave, a person, he was at the shivering wave, a person with a broken heart. You have to see it through the way of the melech. Right? Now you step through your foot backwards, and what? You can't go on in life. We fall down on our heads. Why? That was a tefillah. I had a chance. The Vayishnam told all the melech to be quiet. My son's talking, shh. Yeah? And you heard, Baruch Atah Hashem, what am I going to do by name? Call it. And it's like, it wasn't so good. So there's a feeling of pain. If you look at the words of Tachanun, I'll go into it right now. Gerulim. But there's a Mefilas HaPayim that's part of the Ketubah Mitzvila, that immediately after Tefillah, the person has to, instead of saying, oh, huh, you're in Tefillah, it's one of the things that's make sure the person's in Tefillah is not Neskabel. He thinks, the greater he thinks his Tefillah was, the less chance he's going to be Neskabel. If the resultant at the end of his Tefillah is a certain shiver in leg, that klapi kolecha lefima jaygosai, he should have done better. And there's a shiver in leg that it helps the Tefillah should be Neskabel. There's an aspect that it's even a higher point than the Tefillah itself. Yeah. It's part of the process of the Tefillah in the Skabel, because a person has to realize that the whole we were given the schus to be on the Fnei HaMelech, and we shouldn't talk about how all the requirements are within, but we haven't quite made it to the Madriga that we expect. The Tachlis by no means is to come to Shiva and leave. To become Shiva and leave would be a good thing, but people come to Shiva and Nefesh. Not come to Shiva and Kli. Uh-huh. That's not good for anything. It's a chore now. You know, what happens with Kli? It's not worth anything. A person has a Shiva and leave, a bunch of style of Shiva and leave. The person realizes that it's not Metzidah, you didn't do anything. So then, maybe the Banishman will do something with that, because I tried. So good, I did try a little bit, one book I was mechavi. And this is what Chofetz Chaim gives the Eitz of the Meisah. Because the Ike and the Sohn of the Eitz of Hora in Tefillah, the person comes and going to tell the Eitz of Hora, Eitz of Hora, I've had enough of you. I'm going to dive in from the beginning, from the rest to the end. And you're going to see, it's not going to help you. I'm going to make Chavin every word. It's hers, it's fine. This one's mine. He's finished. He's going to try it once, twice, he's going to break. He's going to shiver because he's going to give up. Forget it. What do you have to do? He says, you have to be aimed in Muhammad the Yetzir. If the Yetzir gets you on Baruch Atos, you get him on Hashem Elokeinu. If he gets you on the first bracha, you get him on the second one. If he gets you again on the third one, so you hit him on the seventh. Chapa on what you can. You got some words, 3 words, 7 words, 2 brachas, whatever you got each day, right? So you have to have a shiurim leiv for chayla you didn't have, but you have to know that it's a healthy shiurim leiv, because you would up. This is Rach Rafuke from the lowest levels of Tefillas Kvar, which is practically not worth anything. And of course, Baruch HaKafas Charakal Beryon. Even dogs, they didn't bark when Klai Yisrael goes out. Say that. You'll give them some of the hills. That's not the schar that Klai Yisrael had in mind. You know, it's good for dogs. But Klai Yisrael has bigger hassles. The Rishon has plans, but there are expectations. There are expectations. Tachanunin lifnei hamokim baruchu. The derech, and the derech that we're going to try to understand here is twofold. Number one is the derech in tefillah, the derech, the gilui neira that there is in the derech, I'm sorry, the second part of the Mishnah, for directly the suya of tefillah itself, to the fuki tefillah skva, and to make it a tefillah mitis. And second, we're going to see that this is a not a mushal, it's the same thing. On the lower, on the surface level, such a surface level, the place where it comes to bepoil, the place where it comes to actualize this nekuda, isn't tefillah. But the nafkemina from this nekuda is the whole life. Whole life is a different story. If a person has a tefillah amitis at the beginning of the day as part of the day, and he lives the rest of the day as the hemshik that starts from Kriyishma and Tefillah and goes to Minchah night. There's a sandwich. There's a beginning, middle, and an end. There's a mahalach here. It's part of life. It's the beginning of life. I'm setting up the structure of my life. When I live my life, if he's there, that's a different life. Both on the daily basis and on the whole Seder HaChaim. Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim, spoke about last week. Puts a person at a proper starting point for the special misiones. When a person is getting in a new, strange situation, special situation, difficult situation. But there's the daily life where we have responsibility to get through. And daily life doesn't look special. That's its main characteristic. The main way that the Yetzer Hara kills us is he tells us nothing good. He convinces us that it's not important. They didn't mean you, they meant him. Yeah. You just eat and sleep and keep quiet and don't mind. What's the difference? You did, you didn't. If you did what you do already, and if you didn't, who cares? Didn't mean you. What'd you do already? Yeah, you should have it. That's a davening. It's a comes and explains to you really good. Two words, that's a davening. You have one bracha. I got you an 18, you got me one, that's bracha. 18 to 1, who won? Yeah, ask anybody. Yeah. He convinces you to keep on. He convinces you that everything is radud, stami, standard, regular, garnished, gray. And therefore, what are things if they're standing, garnished, and gray? They're cut. It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. Brushing your teeth in the morning is a routine. Yeah. Because it is a routine, it's nothing wrong doing a routine. Everybody puts too much thought into it, has its problem. Yeah. But the Yetzer Hara's path, meaning you see, and how he gets us in life is to teach us that the whole life is garnished. He's saying this, who is the person, not the special case, the person who found himself in a gas chamber and then 3 days later on a boat to America, right, and then he found out they can't get a job unless you work on Shabbos. Even then, I'm not sure exactly how those people thought. Okay. But on a daily basis, when's the last time you had an son? I remember 7 years ago, there was this situation where I had to make a major decision in my life. Right. What about this week? How many sins you had this week? Some people say, well, as a matter of fact, I had 3 today. Those are usually people that are more ruchni, and therefore more things actually do happen to them, and they're more aware of what happens to them. Both more things happen, and they're more aware of what happens. But after picking on the Derech Klal, it's to teach us that basically nothing is there. Everything is done, doesn't matter, because there's nothing special good happening, so there's nothing bad happening, and it's not going to make a difference what you do more or less. You just have to kind of get through life. Survival. Survival of the fittest. That's the issue. Moshulamah Devademia, person goes to get an opportunity to have a hearing, great melech, emperor. Here, you can come. And you have to make all kinds of achonos, and they teach you all of the proper form of expression, how you stand, and how you bow, and what you wear, and when you talk, and you keep quiet, and all of the tachsisim of ruchah. And you have to wait in line for this for months, and everybody gets in bechlal. Finally, a person gets an opportunity to come to the Melech, and he says that he has a problem that his cow is not getting enough milk. It used to give 5 quarts a day, and it's only giving 4.5 now. So it'll throw him in an asylum or in jail. If they think he's crazy, in asylum, if they think that he's doing this to make fun of the Melech, then they'll come. What if it's named Melech? You don't come to the Melech because of nothing, because of Stam. Regular. Be a little more or less, standards out here, but a Melech for that. You speak to the Melech, you speak to the Melech about something that matters. It's going to be important. Even if it's important on your level, on the Melech's level, you don't have to come to the Melech to speak to him about the inyoni of the whole Melech's. You can come to him about something that's extremely important in your life. That's fine. You can come and tell him that you have a sick daughter and you can't afford the doctors and you need the Melech's intervention that the that the royal Rofe should take care of your sick daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you can go to the miller. But if you have a problem with your cows who aren't giving enough milk, you can't go to the miller for that. You go to your next time, and that's the work, so take it. You don't go to the miller. It's not important. It's not something that's... And the greater the milk, the more water's got to be. So here there's a problem. This is the only way the Yitzhar gets us. So he says, what do you have to learn about? You don't go to the Tachanu, and it's very welcome. Anybody desperately ill, right? More or less you have pranasa. What's your problem? The cow's not giving enough milk? You're going to go daven for that? There is a madriga where we can daven for that, because the male liberation is different. But firstly, so the Yitzhahara comes and tells us that everything is blah. Everything is gone. It doesn't matter. Life is kva. Life is basically more or less more of the same. Two yidden meet each other. How's it go? What's new? Baruch Hashem. So? Yeah. Why? Because that's the whole story. Partially because they wasn't interested in telling him. Ask him what's new. He wasn't interested in telling him what's new. And if he really asked, that, he would find out the whole story, maybe. But partially because... Well, nothing doing. Life is blah. You could clearly make sense if to tell us that life is meaningless. It doesn't really matter. Or you have to do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are fine, that. Just do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not from the world. Blah mitzvahs. Standard mitzvahs. Nothing special. Who are you anyway to do something special? Special, that's for Hasidim, Tzaddikim, and Shemaisa. You're a regular guy. What are you for? Are you going to come tell me you're something special? I'm going to tell you who you are. And tell me you're there. I was there with you, I know you. That was the day I told you to do this, as a matter of fact. So you can't tell me stories. I know you. You're a regular guy. Because you're a regular guy. What were you? It tells us life is garnished. Nothing is happening in Gashmis. Nothing's happening in Ruchmis. So what are you going to do? Life is kva. If life is kva, it feels kva.
When a person has trouble and finds himself
at the boat he was on, it's a kind of thinking and sinking. Yeah, even the biggest atheist, when he's holding on to a little raft in the big ocean, nobody around, he starts diving. Find yourself in a war situation. There really is something. It is big, there's something going on, you know. It finds itself in shidduchim, applying for a job, something major that he knows, like, his whole life is going to be all different if this goes right, if it goes wrong. Yeah. So then maybe. If you want to move well on the thing itself, then maybe a person will come to tefillah. And that tefillah is also good. That's also tefillah. There's a tefillah shalayist sauce. But the tefillah that we're talking about now, b'davka, is not the tefillah of Eistzor. That's another sugya. Hey, anybody can do it. Anybody can do that. Right? He does it better. But that's not the mafchi of what Reb Shimon is teaching us, and it's not going to give us a derech chaim. Because special, extremely unique parts, crossroads of a person's life, the longer you go down the line, the further you go down life, the less and less of them they are. A person is very young, so first he didn't walk, and then he walked, he didn't talk, then he talked. He didn't know how to count to 10, then he didn't know how to count to 10. A lot of big things happen all the time. He'll go kiddish, 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 kiddish. And then in the teenager years, he wasn't responsible, he became responsible, he didn't have a job, he got a job, he didn't get married, he got married, he wasn't enough kids, he has kids. Big things happening. But then, the same. Unfortunately, there are people who didn't have another kid. Well, they had 5, 6, I don't even know what happened. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, Muslim. What you mean? Anything.
if men have children, first one.
Yeah,
because it's theater. It's always a theater.
Yeah.
First one, second one. Yeah. You know what happens when it's all over? You die. That's it. At the end. So it's just such a, the end part of life. Before the burying, with the burying, it's just an anticlimax. What? Nah, no, not really. I'm gonna go get some change in the world. The world didn't change, the community didn't change. Maybe I changed a little. These moves, asthma. It's all, hey, I told you so. I've been talking to you for years. It's gormish. It's cool. Shrooms are gone. Survival. Get to this. Tomorrow's another day. You know what? Tomorrow there may not be another day. And you know what? Doesn't matter. Some people break down at 70, some people at 90, and some people at 18. And it depends. It's the seed is the same. The seed is the same. At the Yetzirah goes out of his way, the whole Kirche to convince us that life doesn't matter. Our life, you put, yeah, the global children, evolution, that matter, but me? Who cares? What did it? There's a million like me. The world had me, didn't have me. Maybe it makes a difference to my mother. And she's not going to live for everything yet, for every either. And even the last letter I got from her, I wasn't so sure. It's worse. That's my hateful. And then you say, I'll go say to you, I'll talk to you, I'll talk to you, I'll talk to you. Was why about what? About the cow? About how much milk is in the cow? It was like this, it was like that. I don't do this. If Shimon is coming to Megala to us, the soul of life, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. At all times, the Nisyonis HaChayim, which are the Etzem HaChayim, the Mitzvah HaChayim, what makes life exciting, that's what makes life important, that's like, makes life a very, very real, serious business. And it matters. It matters a lot. Because there's big expectations. And if we do what's right, we're going to go far. And if we do what's wrong, we're going to get paid. And it hurts. We don't like it when it hurts. And it may hurt in my mother, it may hurt in my paw. But it's going to make a big difference. Because everything that a person does, special. And every good thing, there's going to be scha. And every bad thing, there's going to be anish. That's one aspect. And the other aspect is that the world is built, custom-made for each individual. Rebbeinu Shalom creates thousands and thousands of protein, a cause and effect, to give each person the particular Nisyonei HaChayim that are there to be aimed on his Nekuda of Bechira in the world, his Nekuda of being the second world. His Nakuda, whether the name is the world, put it this way, Unleashing that all of the Ra that there is in the world in one package. One shot. Chet is a das was a one shot. The whole story, the whole package, all about the mouth, whatever you want, was all there in the Chet is a das. Didn't go over so well on that form. So the Vashem took this big package of Ra, and took out a big hammer, and smattered it into little pieces. They weren't equal pieces, they were bigger pieces and little pieces. And each person on his first birthday, you know, when he got born, as a birthday present, was given a chelik in life, a chelik in tachlis, a chelik of Ra that he has to overcome, he has to be misakon,
And the corresponding chelik ha'toiv, which has to bring down into the world, which has to actualize the chelik of the Bein Shalom's toiv, that is his personal capabilities signed and sealed with his individual name on. What he doesn't do is not going to be done. Each person is given extremely, if we go into the details, a person looks into what it took the Bein Shalom to make. There's sometimes ridiculous possibilities of the type of life situation a person finds himself in. So we think, Mikra. Well, it happened. Yeah. That's the Yetzirah's claw. There's only two possibilities to how a person sees the ridiculous situations that a person finds himself in. That's not the way it's supposed to be. There's only two possibilities. Either Mikra Hu, or the tremendous Hashkoch. Tremendous hashgacha that was necessary for so many things to go wrong and go right, and to be, so I should be put in particular this particular situation. Why in the world did he go through all the trouble? So Chaim Einstein, the be'ach shel kva, then a person must come to the kviya. That's all. It happened. It happened that this guy did this, and it happened that this guy did that, and Bush did this, and Gorbachev did that, and the Kalkala was like this, and then the weather, and the way it came out. So then life, and then you're finished. Then life is clear. Then you're going to get it out. Because of the life in the prison, most of life is in prison. How much prayer do you have? When's the last time you made a major decision? What real choice did you have? Here, when you go back and look at the major decisions you made, to find out you didn't have a choice, you didn't even decide. Sometimes, a little bit, sometimes, but other times, decisions were made for you by circumstances or by somebody who was standing over your head and was put you in a situation that you just made peace with reality. You get carried along by the Mikra. So then it's not important, and it's not meaningful, and it's all gray. It's all blank. When was the first time, as Klai Yisrael, we experienced this? Parshas Shavua is something I find every opportunity to talk about, since Parshas Shavua can't skip it. Klal Yisrael was brought to the pinnacle of glory. Pinus Yamsa was 5 times, 100 times, 250 times better than everything that happened in Israel. Some show. That was news, you know? Wow, that was something really sublimation. Zekeli Venveo, the Tvil of the Shira, all of Yosef Moshe, and Yisrael, everybody's Nevi'im, Asherah Shifchal Yom, Zekeli. The experience, ecstasy, whatever you call it, no cloud over there. That was like, you know, you can't get better than that. There's nothing more remarkable, Nisim Gluyim, in Klai Yisrael form. There's never anything like this. There's no other Nisim, even the Malchus, concentrated in such glory, in such openness, in such both Mitzad Bera and Mitzad Atzolah and Mitzad Nekomens, everything, all the aspects. In economic, all Klai Yisrael were raised totally up to the Madrigas of Nevuah and Shira. And we have the Yerusha that all of us, Oz Yerushim, Moshe is part of our davening. Every day, before we get to davening, we say Oz Yerushim. One of the reasons is, in Chazen HaChadami, the Bereshim gave us, as a starting point for Klai Yisrael, when we bring this down in David Tefillah, he opened the lights a little bit, and he showed us that what really goes on in the world, in Olam Haba terms, in Olam Emes terms. In Olam Haba terms, in Olam Emes terms, Pari Klai Yisrael equals Kriya Yisrael. It doesn't happen every day in this world, because it's not the Tachlis of the world. But the Metzius of the way things look, we talked about last week, Goliath. In this world, it looks like David doesn't have a chance. In terms of Torah, in terms of Emes, Shem, Hashem, Goliath was dead before he started. He was a goner. He was so ridiculous. How are you going against David? it was much more ridiculous than the way it looked in Golius's terms, double going against him. So that was Curious Yamsa. But what happened immediately after this? Immediately afterwards was the world's greatest anticlimax. What happened immediately after this? They go 3 days in the middle, and there's no water. They're in the midbar, and there's women and children, and little children, and there's no water. There were people in Yerushalayim, I think, that taken places that experienced hours, about half a day without water, and they weren't in the midbar. And the next day there was water, even by water in the Makkola. There's no water. Women and children, whole kinds. There's no water. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. 3 days is be'erech, the gvul of a shorosh to kai. That's what a person does. The person took Christ up to the point of... What would we think? It's a melancholy yacht. Mikra, we had a really, you know, it was only 3 days ago. The Bayan Shalom, he loves us, and he saves us from all. It's also quite fine with water. Water is nothing. Where is there no water? Why is there no water? There's nothing going on. It's just the regular walking to the midbar day. Nothing going on, but there's no water. Where's the Bayan Shalom? Get tired out of the sea, so has to show. That you can do in a little while, you can't get. The Bereshit gave us an immediate lesson in what life is about. Life is not about Pius Yatsa. Pius Yatsa is a matona, not toiva. The Bereshit gives us to give us the kochis and nefesh to walk through the midbar of life. But in the midbar, the Ubayishlam as a Kel Rachon Bechanon, Ava Rachamon, there is a possibility that it's not going to be war. Now how does that work? I don't know. One second. Mikri? I have to create him, so Mikri doesn't work very well. So Badafk, he doesn't want to give me water. Lama, you're thirsty. Lama. I did something wrong. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything wrong. Afterwards, they said, but they didn't get water because they did the chet, it was an age. But it hurt, and it was very unpleasant. And it was getting really, the little one was speaking to the next one, speaking to the next one. It was going to be so wise. This was in his law. And there was no answer available, because there is no answer available. After Kriyas Yamsa, there is no way that there can't be water, and there is getting water. The difficulties of life that sometimes come in such form that the person says, Master, there's a little this is some type of Maccabee joke. Okay. What's going on over here? What's going on here? What do they want from my life? Why did you go to me? And then they finally got somewhere. There was water there. And then you know what the punchline was? I had a really good joke. It was water, but you couldn't drink it. It was water. Oh, come on. Yeah, cut it out. Yeah. It was this luxurious. Hi. And they got close to more, and they saw in the distance, they saw the trees going out, and the pond and the water coming down, and the midpoint of the lake, walking in the middle, gets an oasis. I saw, has water there. They came closer with expectation and they couldn't drink more. Next step. After Mara, then we have a Lima, Pashtam Shtem Sayyid, a nice Mayim, who shave him tomorrow. Each shave it has its own private Toma, each private well, and each of the Nisim each of the Sanhedrin has is each private tomo. In Rashmi and Sinukhni is all of the pshat on what that means. And the whole of this was customary for Christ. So that's all. That's all about. The Nisimis HaChaim that the Rebbein Shem gives us are not always understood for us in this world. And there are din, there are prichos, right, that are meineya from the Rebbein Shem in this world, Rabbi Yoko, to be made to be B'rish. The Rebbein Shem wants us, in Ikarot, to be made to be B'rish. But the main place where that's going to happen in its totality is Olam HaBo. And Olam HaZeh doesn't always happen. The Rotsin exists in this world also. And like we said last time, other times, that's why he made food so tasty and flowers so pretty and the world so beautiful. And whatever the brain can get away with, if he made it in B'Yosef in this world, he does. And therefore the Chazdei of the Rebbein Shem lets us scour in the world, the miracle is tremendous. But that's only one side of the picture. There is another side of the picture. The other side of the picture is, without going into the depths of understanding why or how, but there are tremendous, tremendous kriyos royim in the world that the Rebbein Shem created for a reason, and that kriyos will have to be mitmodedit. What to deal with it? Just like Adam Marishan was given all of the wrath to overcome in one package, and the Dor Midbar was given a second version of the second of this process. And Midbar contained within it all of the types of wrath that could be, and all the different Asura and Shainas that Kaisar went through. Each of the Asura and Shainas is that one aspect, one of the 10 aspects of the qualities of wrath, was given over to Kaisar to deal with. You know why there was no water? Because there was Ra that didn't let Kariyachal or Rebbein Shem give water. And that's part of the way the Rebbein Shem made the world. There are Kirkus rain that the Rebbein Shem made that Kariyachal, Rabbi Kiritsoyan, is the way he wanted to. There's Ra in the world. Take out your history books. Take out your own life. So Shron makes the Cheshvin. Anybody have a picnic for life? You have a picnic? It's like a picnic, like a picnic. That's not a picnic. Yeah. You have anything good? Anybody have anything good? You have anything good? No. Yeah, you have a whole bunch of eating. Everybody has no. Ah, it's because, you know, we're all poor and we're just sheer and we're here. But you go to the Spanish there where all the sheer and go. So then you ask them and say, yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I did it once. No, they're bigger to us than we are. Yeah, we have a great answer. So there, over by them, some of them, doesn't make a difference what your them is, your neighbor, the yeshiva, some of them, they have great. Go ask. You don't have great either. You go to Lador, go ask. Not great either. But he's telling you so long, he never did a chit in his life. Some everything was... Ask him. Read. Read history. Speak to people. Find out. Everybody has this live run. Otpam, Chad Mashtayim. A person, all Chas V'Sholom, has to come to the Akar, Chas V'Sholom, to the Benjamin Lerachsen. And he allowed, even if you not consider the Benjamin doing this directly, he allowed these terrible Kirchhoff to torture us for no reason. Get some type of pleasure out of these type of jokes. Take life for a few days, then give my more. Good. It's a terrible answer. And there are something like that. The Christ also has seen us. Hashem, what's that answer in the side? He spoke about this once. Life is amazing. There are Nisimis HaChaim. And every person on every day of his life, even on the good days, will say there's an uphill battle. Every person. This world is an uphill battle. Derech, Maida Lamaska, that's a prophet. The Derech HaYosha is an uphill. It's an uphill battle. And there are obstacles to overcome. and there's a ra. Vaday there is din, and there's a cheshbon, and there's a reason for every aspect of ra. Some that we do know, and some that we don't know. And some that's a direct product of our own chetoyim, b'derech klal. And sometimes because of broader cheshbonos, which now is not necessary to go into. But if shelo yeh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has an hagar, really, he puts us through the ringer. And that's not a b'diyed. That is what gives life tachlis, reason, key, importance. And simcha. You know where simcha comes from? One of the two. Either a person takes the difficulty of life, and the whole time he's going around like the little boy saying, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And you keep bumping his head on the wall, and says, why is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam not giving me water? You created the answer, it was 3 days ago, you can't give me water, but man, you can't give me water. So you come bumping your head on the wall, and until you come to the conclusion that it's Messina Session. Why was it Peter Samson? I can't ask answers. But Tachlis, there's no water. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can give us water. 3 days. And then you have such a joke. Give us no water more. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam puts each person through Sitrei Chaim that are the capabilities of building his chelik meyavo, his tikkun, his overcoming of ra, his king of toiv, his meaning, his koiches meyavot in the koichel apoyo, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam goes through tremendous efforts, kaviyochol, of setting up the particular individual situations of life, and some of them are ridiculous. And I say that, come on, this can't be. There's a tiny person wakes up in the morning, think situation is 1 minute. It's not the way it's supposed to be. They didn't teach me that. I didn't say that. And they said, like, you know, this 1, 2, 3. Here it's 1, 7, 14, 65, up, down, sideways. Pick you up, put you down. Just when you had it good, then they slap you down. And just when you have it down, then they pick you up, and you weren't expecting it, things start happening. Go. Nah. From Kriyas Yam Suf to no water for 3 days, an extreme is unbelievable, it doesn't make sense. The Mahalas, that person should understand, we're not given to understand what exactly is the reason for all of this. Sometimes in hindsight, sometimes a person, when he goes far, far down the path, and he's aimed in the Harvey Nishenius, and he's being Zeche, either Taylor, to look back and see what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam built them up stage by stage, level by level, brought them up. Didn't happen overnight. If you look around and you see great in the world, they didn't happen overnight. Each one of the Rebbeinu had a period of life where the pits, and then in any form, the pits in Yechum speaking Gash, except for Rami Shechiri, it was like a straight line. And even then, if you ask them, they had that sort of stuff. Life, there's a din. Life has a ra involved in it. This is an intimate part of what it means to live in this world. And we have two choices. Either run from life, try to pretend it's not that way, and go through major efforts to try to get everything back in its proper place. And everything goes wrong, everything should be regular, normal. I can guarantee you, you will never succeed. There hasn't been a normal day since Ketan Rishon. There won't be one until B'ez HaMashiach. Ain't nothing normal. It's a sheker, it's a closet, it's not the way the world is created. A lot of the unnecessary agnes nefesh that we put ourselves through, why is it like this? Why is that justice? It doesn't make any sense. I understand where you came from. It. And even if I try to make cheshbonos and nefesh, because it's something that I did, it doesn't work. It's gamished. So then, if the person goes down that path, number one is that he maximum can be involved in survival. Just get through the day. Maybe. Sometimes better, sometimes worse. I said I'm simple, though. And the tefillah
very hard to daven when a person doesn't have his feet on the ground. Tefillah is based on Sulam Mutsavartsa, Rishon Mikra, and Shemayim. If you're being tossed by the waves of time, you find yourself just rolling over. You just don't know where which up or which down. Have daven now. Okay, let's go down. Okay, I finished davening now. Now what's next? So Rav Shlomo tells us a secret. He says, guys, it's me. You don't understand it, I'm not going to explain it to you. I don't know how to explain it. What's the problem? In this world, yeah, you're not going to know. You're definitely not going to know. But it's me. I do all this. It's all for me. Now, I have two hands. I have a Yad HaChesed. I have a Yad HaDin. And the Yad HaChesed is tremendous Chesed. And the Yad HaDin is very powerful. We have the Shoah as a classical, extreme example of what the Yad HaDin looks like. And each person's own personal life has his Yad HaChesed and Yad HaDin examples. And that's the story. That's the way I made the world. You don't understand it. I have some people somewhere, the Rabbanim that teach you. The Ashkof is involved. And that's very important to learn. But it's not how you live. You have to live without the understanding. You have to live with them. You have to live. The understanding helps. The more you understand, the better off you are. Right? But whatever degree of emunah you're going to come to, they can give you an understanding that's bigger than that. What was the emunah the Klai Yisrael had at Kriyas Yam Suf? He says, not possibly, you know that shit. But we couldn't stand to the... 3 days later, it's not water, it can't be. Just it can't be. They knew, they saw the Achmei Hashem, they saw the Gila, they saw... They managed all the brain from smiling at it. So where's the water come? Where's the water? Can't use water. To the point that they were holding my chalash. They couldn't go another step. They were mamish with the chalash of fashas. So the Rishon tells us that there's no escape. This is the way the world is, the way it's supposed to be, and it's good for you. You're not going to stay now, you're not going to explain it. But there's only one way to make it through the cycle. To realize that this is the Rebbein Shalom's plan, the Rebbein Shalom's process of bringing the world to its tikkun, through us, through our lives, on our backs. We believe in the last door. Who will be next? It's big. All that is going to be Mashiach. That means the world came to its tachlis. Who brought it to its tachlis? We did. We have to bring it from the last point, from the next to last point to the last point. Which means that everything that went wrong from Chetan Mereshit until now, on our backs, the collective backs of all clients are us. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? How? Who? We're going to fix up Chetan Mereshit and the door Magad and the door Flogger and the Abba Malchus and all the Gleam and all the Chetan Christ from the beginning of Christ until my own Chetan. And that's all going to work out until tomorrow. So we don't have the answers for that either. But we know that that's the way it is. And we're going to see the processes of Toiv and Aver, of Chesed and Eldin, that somehow add up in the end. And only in hindsight, once we get there, the Rebbein is going to make out to us the whole story. But meanwhile, he says, there's one way to survive. There's only one way to have the koyach to be aimed on a daily basis in the daily mitzvahs and come to a simple sechayim and realize that that's life. That when the left hand blow comes, the left hook comes out from you. So instead of getting dazed by it, there's a different possibility. And a different possibility is Tachanun now. The Rebbein Shalom said, explained to us in his tale, that this is the life that the Rebbein Shalom gave us to live. And from this, all these little things, some of them very little, all these blah things that go on that makes up all the difficulties of life, the sore throats and the ears and the check that didn't come in time, the check that bounced, and the neighbor that screamed at you, and all the little things that go wrong, and the big things. All of it, that is the essence of life. And the Vaishnavam incorporate the practice of Hashgacha in every aspect of Hashgacha. The Vaishnavam went through tremendous difficulties in setting up all of these stupendous situations that we find ourselves in. Impossible, nobody would believe it. People start, when a person sits down, sometimes they very rarely have anybody's going to want to listen, you know, if you like talking. I want to try to explain to somebody his life situation. So he usually starts with, listen, it's a little complicated. It goes like this, and then it goes on for 3-4 hours. I haven't really clarified it even completely from all of the aspects on the outside and everything that's going on inside me, but maybe you get a little bit the whisper thing. All of that the Vaishnava be you, Taka. That's what I should set up for you. And the way to survive is to go down the path hand in hand with the Vaishnava. If all this is garnished, all this is mitra, all this is some Macbee joke, right, that some oxer is playing on us, so then maximum a person can set up inside survival systems, which the answer comes explain to you, that's all that doesn't matter, just survive. Make it to tomorrow. Certainly no simcha, no aliyah, no chizuk, there's nothing valid. It's not going to make a difference. But tachanunim lifnei mokhin is the process where a person realizes that the only way to succeed is to go down this path, tachanunim lifnei mokhin. I'll accept whatever the Vaishnava has in mind for me. But not blindly, I can do something. Something I can do about it. I can go to the brain and show him that. I can talk to him. And he listens. And it's going to make a difference. There's a chazal that explains that kol yoyim v'yoyim, in the last hours of the night, there's a din tayir upstairs. And Mr. Esav and all that goes with it gets to say everything that he has to say based on the last day's experiences. And on many days, he had a lot of really not nice things to say. The Vaishnavam starts saying Zeus. And the Zeus, that's the Makas they have been saying. Katsa Maksanim of Zeus. That's a description of Medish. And in Chas Shalom, the first one ever we see these Zeus, it would be a Nitzvah Daita. So, Kaisam, they can't make the one there. Nobody moves. Before anything going to happen on the Maisa, the day starts with Tefillah. Let's go hear what's doing. And then it goes down to basic and serious about the Nechoshis and Christ, and Dalins, and Ramayi Yeshme Yabu, and Oz Yosher, and the Muna, the Ome, the Yesodis, the Muna, the Christ, has the Tachamim, the Tachamim. And each Omein of Vaishnavam erases the Xeris and Omein. And he's erasing the Xeris and turning them, throwing it. I said, oh, that Xeris. We can't erase it, so we'll put it on the Chinese. And this one on the Philippines. Well, how it didn't work, I don't know. That the Vaishnavam worry about it. But the whole way from these Xeris, the Vaishnavam throws down sometimes. He says, if you see, maybe he says, if you see, tremendous. Asarot Teva, they call it nowadays, hurricanes, earthquakes. We've seen it almost every couple of months. There's some tremendous, you know, things like 500,000 people homeless. Those were Xeris that Asa got the permission to write on us. When we got up in the morning, we davened, it happened in the Philippines instead. So what happened in the Philippines, and it says in the conclusion, Chazal, that every Xer Yirad that is in the world, that eventually lives on the Goyim, is that Christ should be Yoyim. Teach us here Shemai.
Well, up in the Philippines, huh?
Very nice. Oh, that was you there. You don't say that, put it over there, but you just talk with you. I don't know. Two things. You have to know that the Bereishlim is a kill, Rachum, the Chano, Rachapai, the Chesed. And you have to be Makir, the Chazde, Hashem, Shem, Rishir, the Vem, Lachos. You also have to be Machlit, you have to be Makir, the Ra, that there is in the Bereishlim's world, and that the Bereishlim signs those graves. They're not against him. He says, yes, that's the way it should be, that's the way I made my world. And all the Ra that exists in the world is not Chas V'Shalom, come from any Kor Acher, however, it's a derivative, a extension of the Bereishlim's and other. And the Kol Ra, Godel Ra, Kotten, that a person experiences in his life, he has to know that it was Nigzor to the Shemayim, the Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ena Odom, the person doesn't bump his finger. The person doesn't take out the wrong coin from his pocket, unless it was Nigzor to the Shemayim. It's called Yisur. The person wanted to take out a chatzi shekel, and so he took out a five shekel. It was Yisur in the thing, and Xavier is upstairs. You have to go through the trouble of putting it back in. Take out the chatzi shekel again. It was all Xavier, it was all intended. But v'nochem alayo. These things are valuable. And although there is a necessity for all the Nisyanis, and although that there is a reason for all of them, there's a tachas for all of them, and they're all part of the Rishonim's Rachmanis Chesed. But it doesn't have to be that way. You're a big Machekis of Chesed. It's dependent on us. If you go to the Rishonim, and you know that there's the possibilities of Ra, and you know that there's a possibility of Tosh, and you know that... one minute. Can I put in good words? So, yeah, sure. You're myself. Go ahead. What do you have to say? If you have what to say to them, I'll listen. Moshe, I heard him from home, says that a person gets up to Elul Mabot after a very difficult life. And here he had problems with Bris, and here he had problems with Panos, and here he had problems with this. And he gets up to Elul Mabot, and he was Kabul Machu Shemayim, his Kabul is like the Chesed, his Kabul is like a Din. I'm saying, I guess it wasn't in the cards that I should have. It's not what the version of the Tendu is, all these things. And he gets up into Shemayim, and he sees a big package of Bris with his name on it. He asked the Malachim, what's that? He said, there's this fellow downstairs, I heard he died, but we had this big package of Bris, a panosa, and it was all sealed in blue, it wasn't blue. And it was another package, of all the things that he was missing in life, all the difficulties, all the problems that he had, the solutions were all packaged in his name on. And now he's really, if it is, I wasn't supposed to have it. But it was there. It was there. The Kriya Sinamso, he couldn't give me some water, so he goes in front of the bunny shop. Goes to the Kisi Yakov, he says, you had it all there. Why didn't you give it? Why didn't you ask? Did you have? Did you come tachanun mifnei amokim? On the daily things, yeah, on every day. Did you come every morning? Did you ask? If you asked, what about? Who's there? Didn't ask. Yeah. There's scales in the chesed. There are a lot of ways. But crying is not a kreicha tefillah. Tachanun mifnei amokim. And it worked. Shemei tefillah. It's a range of years. It's a difference in tefillah. If a person knows that the Hagzeh is Gefeirah Hagzeh. And then the Chanami, the Amen Yehei Shmei Yab, the Heavy Kaisel says, with the minimal kavanah he has, it also takes care of the big earthquakes. But all the things that make life blind seem more important, and we get stuck in the Vangamarol and the root problems that keep us from doing what we think is important. Where all we come from? That was left over. It didn't have to be. We have a capability of tefillah. We have a capability of tachanun lifnei amokim, and that is not Ra. That's a different tefillah. A person who starts the day with that type of tefillah, then whatever happens during the life, if it's a gili of the chesed of the Bereishis,
or a Giri of the Midas Adin of the Rebbe Shalom, after that type of tefillah, then he takes life of it. Then the Pasuk says, Kichonon verachm hu, er hapayim v'abchesed v'noachem alvro. The roar is part of the process. The Chonon verachm is not just to give out candies and matanot tovot. There's ra'an involved and there's the possibility of nichla. But it's all coming from the Mekura Chesed Verachem. And whatever the tefillah was not capable of, the tefillahs weren't that big, are not that big of Al Kayach tefillah. Or B'chol Eifin, the Baruch Shalom knew that it's better for me B'chol Eifin to get whatever left hand things. So a person knows where it comes from the Baruch Shalom. He can dominate him tomorrow, dominate him the same day. But whatever he comes and he lives a life of intimate contact with the Baruch Shalom. Then, why are there snowballs coming out of him from the middle of the summer day? And there are things that happen with you hit like a snowball, but it's somewhere outside. It can't be a snowball. It depends. He's not in the world, but he's not. But if you know that you get hit by a snowball in the middle of the day, then somebody intended it. So then you can say, with all emes, thanks, I needed that. So you can come to me, Moida, Mavorech Alaya, Kimoish Mavorech Alatay. Kleisels and Nina. You can't say a paper on Macy if I'm getting hit by snowball. Lots of better. It hurts. What can we do? But we can say Dianan. We can say, what's the problem? This main suffering is, it's a lot fair. It's a lot holy off. Lama, why? He's not like that in here then. Dianan means, you're actually holy off. But there's a dying besides the holy oath. And not only is it a dying, but it's endless. Endless is exactly the way it's supposed to be. This is bidiyuk right. For me, individually, custom-made, exactly for me. If this is what the Rebbeinu went to great source, great tachonis, sibus and suri, turn the whole world around, just to make sure that you are given this situation, then it's easy. Kemori that we understood that in the tchilas haderech, that a person has the right starting point, then nisyonis, the big nisyonis, aren't nisyonis the yisur. A person doesn't feel, didn't have that, wasn't that a possibility that I'm going to not be shaking shots. Ah, you can't have a child if you're shaking shots. That's not the way we start. We have a different starting point that you can't move. The starting point is that you're shaking shots. Now, you can't get a job. We'll see. So I lose one job this week, and next week, and third week, and fifth week, and 17th week, and in the end somebody gives me a job. Or something else. Each person has their stories. But the whole life, a person has the capability and the korach to start off with a definite starting point, that the nisyonos are not, doesn't shake his balance. He knows what he's going to do. It's not going to be one, it's going to hurt. Same too with the Seder Achai, with the daily experiences, the good and the bad, especially the bad. The main thing that the Yetzer Hara wants to do with all of this Ra that we experience is to convince us that it's all meaningless. It doesn't matter. It's all Stam Mikra, and it doesn't matter. The Ra has a Ruchnistic effect also. There are, besides the difficulties of it, when a person has real problems, how can he down, how can he learn, he doesn't have tzidut, he has Torah, he has Tzoros, Panosa, and Brios, and this and that, and all the problems that there are. Okay? If it's coming from nowhere, it's crazy, it doesn't make any sense, I can't deal with it. So then it takes away from the person's keshet. But we can start his day with the Hanulim of Nehemokai. And he knows that Ra is part of the picture. And he knows that he's being mishkanin because he knows there's Ra and there's a possibility that he can overcome it through his tefillah. It says in Furush and the Psukim throughout the middle of that time, we learn to it, that whenever Christ will come, what are we supposed to do for 3 days? We're supposed to pick up a tilm. We're going to pick up a tilm the next morning, there'll be water. When it got to the breaking point, So instead of coming to be mispalel, tachanunim, they came to plumis. The opposite number of tachanunim with ne'amokim is plumis with ne'amokim. When they were good there, so everything was on the surface. They did it in Furish, and they came and they said everything that can you see as a shana sin sign again, foreign, no foreign mitzvah, that's why we bring from the mitzvah was better than the serious thing. It's clear that we're going to die, right? So I said, when you want to kill us, well, you couldn't kill us in China, I think we got here. In Kfarim in China, again. That is clear. It's either Tachanun in the Tzayamachon or Tlun in the Tzayamachon. A person's Bredik is the Echachayim. He has two possibilities. Either he goes down the path of life of Tlunis. So hard, this is going wrong, that's going wrong, this is not the way it should be, this is not the way it should be. Or Tachanun in the Tzayamachon. If you're not in contact with the Ben Yishon, if you don't live Yad B'Yad Ki with the Ben Yishon, so then you have to come to Tlumis. The world is too difficult. There's always problems. It's never right. It doesn't look right. It's never going to be right. And you think, well, it's just until I get here, and then there's going to be other problems. It's not going to change. But when I get this job, right, then nothing. Then it's going to be new things. It's almost the same story. Sometimes it gets worse. Then you go, it's going to be the same stuff. There's only two possibilities of how to get through the Sifrei HaChaim. Either Tlunas, and then the person turns this world into a Gehenna, a Gefelech HaGehenna. And the main suffering of the Nisim Yisrei HaChaim is the internal suffering that person has. Can't rise this way, life going to do this to me, and why are they going to go on, all of the Tlunas. The person either lives with a munus, he lives with a daily tachanun of ne'amokim. He takes a positive attitude and he realizes that this kule, even the ra is yetzei mehakel rafam v'chalon erachafayim v'chesed. And the nochem, maybe I can get over, and maybe I don't. But it all comes from the satsara and the same prophet, it's all one sleep. So then, living through it, experiencing these experiences of chayim, and going past, and going right there, and living in. Then a person starts with every Nisoyan that he goes through, and he's not Matzliachim. He puts himself back on his feet. He doesn't let the waves topple him over. Right? Even when the left-hand punches come out from nowhere, he says, thank you, I needed that. It's cute. I didn't think of that one. But it's not going to help. I'm still going to be a musician. And whatever you had sent me, whatever, although, you know, after everything he did, finally, so he served 100 years, years of everything, okay, I was Hashem, the U.S. Hashem, that to always have the usual client, so no Nisoyan stands in the way. No Nisoyan is in the way. See the client for both. You see, the Tetzor is that the person lives with the Krech. There's a pain. There can be difficulties. There can be things that we can't say table and make do. We have to say better. It hurts too much. We're not that big to understand better. But we can be sameach b'chokeinu, even in the chayotera. Even the chayotera we don't understand. We don't know where it's going. It seems just to be pulling us down. But we know that this is akol v'nei hamokim, akol yoytzim v'menu. We have Christ who has a prayer of a tefillah, we have a prayer of a connection with the Bnei Yisrael. Something bad you can speak to them. There's always somebody to talk to. You never have a problem if you don't have a talk to. You have a problem with the Uriah, with the Rakhis, there's somebody to talk to. Go talk to the Bnei Yisrael. Is it going to help the next day? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes yes. When the father was in Shikhi Bizim, that's one of the things that I learned from him. He lived and is living a life of great difficulty. He's had problems of many sorts and many kinds. The only thing I saw many times is that when these left-hand punches come, and instead of losing himself, before he did anything, he went to the water, had a conversation with the Vaishnava. He spoke to him like he's speaking. There's no time for telling him. But he has to go do something. The things are falling apart. But before he goes to do whatever he has to do, he goes to the Bnei Yisrael and says, I don't know, it's difficult. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do over here, but listen, he helped me yesterday, help me today also. I'm going to do my best, you do the rest, okay? It's a nusach. A nusach of tefillah, the organ always so funny, sometimes he came with a lot of tears. But the whole thing, he said, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try. So I'm not going alone. My orders didn't come from nowhere, I don't understand it. I heard, should anyone want to think it over? Should it have to be this way? There's different tefillahs they had like this. In 2 minutes, a minute. And they didn't really did, and they didn't always work out right. But I saw it many times, and many times it did. In a way that's leichobi. The nicham alero. A person goes and takes the Bereshon with him through his initiation. He's able to say both dynamics. Then the Tatra Lamashra things work out right also. Bereshon should help us, he should zecha to tefillas and mitzvos. And he should see what he's saying.
Always happens in these things. Yeah. There's always some time when the Baruch Shalom tells you, okay, I see you, you're right at the point, I'm going to show you what you are. He gives you a
question.
He tells you right on it, and he shows it to you in an amazing, miraculous way. I'm going to give you what he's
got. That's a kind of lima, I forgot to say that point.
Yeah.
Well, after you've been through all of it, you put the lima,
right.
You're at the breaking point.
Right.
Says, oh, yeah. Well, very exactly. See, customary good plate.
Right. I have to give you one of these quick stories that shows you. Okay, you know, we've been going through lights on, that's it, freezing, cold, sick, whatever, months of no stop, right? And then the lights were off on Shabbos, and it was just doesn't seem like there's ever any end to it. And it's very cold down there, and it's like Arabs and punctured tires, and there's no telephones, and it's a great story a little bit, right? Okay, so first all the buildings went out, right? And then they finally separated the electricity a little bit so that the buildings, not all of them went out, just our building went out. And then we separated more that only our Kinesa went out. Okay? So now, last week, I go to Davin in the Minyan in one of the houses, and everybody has them in a different house or a different place, and the houses don't have any, you stand there like in the freezing, there's no heat in the house, and you've Davining. And I come back to Erev Shabbos, and I look up, I say, well, this is really aggressive, because only my apartment is out. Only my apartment. It's a closet. I left at 4:45, and I had electricity. But now I have nothing. Now, the last few Shabbos, I put on candles and stuff, because I don't trust in anything but the Rabbani Shalom. I don't care what they tell me, they're wired. I'm with candles. So I walk in, there's my wife and a lot of guests, and she says, it's ridiculous. Since you left, it's been, the lights go going. Okay, I'm going out now. I'll give back. Okay, 5 minutes? Nothing, now you finished. So this was going on for an hour and a half, and everybody's like, well, shook in the house, did a guest, the rabbi, and I come in and now it's completely dark. She says, all right, now it's been out for like 25 minutes completely. Finished, that's it. So I said, what is this? What is going on? Doesn't this ever stop, this business? Come on, Shabbos guest. I said, wait a second. I go upstairs to the guy above me, who's this one of the guys in business, like the electrician, who's been trying to get things straight now. I knock on his door, and I open the door. He's got electricity. I said, it's really true. It's on me. So I said, I don't have electricity. He says, what? So it can't be. So he comes out of his house and he starts going down. He's about ready to open up an aisle with the electric box. And oh, what's going on? So I said, wait a second. This is all wrong. This is Shabbos already. Forget the whole thing. I don't have electricity. Done that. I don't want you. We're going to be over. We're going to be wiring in a minute. You know? So he goes back up. He says, I don't know. I walk into the house and everybody's like, I'm sorry. They're apologizing. I, you know, had to come over and I have nothing. So I said, look. All three said, it doesn't matter anymore. This is Shabbos, we just started with a Kiddush, we got candles, everything's great, who cares, enough is, no more talking about electricity. Shabbos finished, I'm done with this, it doesn't make any difference anymore. It's got to be like this, and that's the end of it. And lights go on, boom. Just like this. Listen, lights go on, boom, and they stay on the entire Shabbos, okay? I come back from my roof, I walk into the house, the lights go off, boom, in my apartment, boom, they go off. The guy runs up. it kind of looks, it's all over. Looks, my circuit breaker is completely fried. It's like, just like that, one of those moments that shows you he's with you completely from the beginning to the end of the story. Right at the point where I was just, this is like been 4 months of this. You know, I'm sinusitis, I'm sick, we're all sick, we're all flipping out, new baby, you know, cold, all of it. So, give me the last Shabbos. I was like, come on, one Shabbos, give me a straight thing. I said, just like this. This has got to be like this for some reason. I don't know what's going on here, but it's God. I came to that. That's it. We'll have a great Shabbos. He's giving us Shabbos. He gave me light. He just gave me light. And we just went and wanted to know. He wanted to know he gave me
light.
Right. He wanted to give me a special Shabbos.